This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Shake that bottle and make it.
Allen throws. Loose ball. Yes.
Intercepted. Christian Gray picks it off.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Good snap. Good hold. Kick on its way. And the kick is good. Yes.
Earlier on the show, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, Vikings safety Harrison Smith, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, host of NBC's Deal or No Deal Island, Joe Manganiello. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air here on a very busy Friday. We're going to get to What's More Likely, a very popular segment, if I may say so myself. In a moment, but I want to just kick off hour number three here on the Roku Sports Channel, the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network on the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM and Odyssey. Just want to kick this off reviewing what Tom Pelissero, my colleague from NFL Network and the NFL Media Group, told us and confirmed for us through his reporting and beliefs, and he knows. I'll tell you that in his segment in the middle of last hour. The firing of Antonio Pierce and then the firing 2 days later of the general manager, Tom Telesco, cleaning the house in Las Vegas. That a lot of people ascribe to Tom Brady. Asked Tom Pelissero, is it as simple as that? That Tom Brady is now a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders and Mark Davis is like, okay, you're one of the greatest of all time. You know football. You know winning football. You know winning franchises. It's your show. Is it as simple as that? And he basically said, yeah, it's as simple as that. He called it a Tom Brady production, what's happening in Las Vegas right now.
Wow.
And when I hear that, I'm thinking to myself, the number of teams since we've been on the air 10-plus years, or I've been on the air with NFL Network for 22 years, I've lost track on the number of franchises that say, we want the fruit of the Patriot Way vine, but we can't get it directly because Bill Belichick is the head coach in New England and Tom Brady is the quarterback in New England. The number of teams that tried it and it didn't work out. I've lost track, right? Absolutely lost track. Whether it's Romeo Crennel or Matt Patricia or for the case
Charlie
of
Weiss.
Eric Mangini.
Yep.
You go on and on and on and on.
Brian Flores.
You could make a case that the most successful one is Bill O'Brien with the Texans. Right? Like Josh McDaniels twice. Two different AFC West teams tried it. And it was always, you know, the Patriot way being brought in, which was a culture shock of culture shocks. Anytime a new, I'll tell you, anytime a new head coach, like certainly in McDaniel's case, when he was in Denver and in Vegas, you would, we would try for interviews with players there or members of the staff there. And we'd be told, yeah, it's different here now. The way that it used to be done, it's totally different. It would be culture shock. And then it wouldn't work because it's not like Belichick and Brady doing it. You could say the most successful taking a fruit of the Patriot vine and winning with it was Brady the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? So you're now trying to get the fruit of the Patriot way vine with Tom Brady, the executive. That's what the Raiders are doing. And hoping that he has the same executive skills and the same general managing skills and ownership skills as he does as a player or as Kraft has as an owner or Belichick has as a coach. The Patriot way, they're going to try that way unless it's the Brady way, which is a little bit of the Patriot way. And we have no idea what the Brady way is. None. None. Zero idea. What is the Brady way in running a franchise? And we'll find out what Brady picks and chooses as a coach and a general manager. Unless, as you pointed out yesterday, I'm like, yeah, or you're like, he'll just be the general manager. I'm like, well, what owner, part owner is a general manager? And you as a Cowboy fan chime in and go, oh, hello.
Rick Dalton. Rick Dalton.
Hey. Hello. I don't think that it's going to be like a Dick Cheney thing. Like, guess who's, I'm in charge of the search, but guess who the search winds up with? Me.
It's marvelous.
I don't think that's going to be the case in Vegas. I just don't. I don't think that we're going to find out Tom Brady is the general manager. And I don't mean to create any issues for our friends at Fox. I just don't. And I don't think that Brady is in any way, shape, or form like a walking around mole here. But if he's in charge of the Raiders trying to get their franchise up and running and win championships, how? And he's going to call a Chiefs Super Bowl? Really?
He can do it.
I know he can do it, Mike.
He can do it.
But at some point, come on now. It's basically his job. Like, his life is going to be about trying to unseat the Chiefs. Like, so, I mean, again, I'll just leave it at that. Because I said before, when he took the job with Fox and now suddenly he's not allowed to be in facilities and not allowed to be coaching, whatever, I'm like, he could compartmentalize both. But there's a difference between trying to become an owner and now the majority owner says to the minority owner, you're running the show, and I've been hesitant to go in this direction until I've had it confirmed by somebody who I truly appreciate and respect and trust. Coming on and saying, Tom Pelissero saying, this is Brady's show. Which, by the way, if I'm Mark Davis, I 1,000,000% do. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tom, you know how it works. You know what players like. You know what executives can be like. You know how it works. We've tried it our way here. Hasn't really worked. You do it. I would do that 100%. I would do it. But as Stephen A. Smith said on What the Football this week on that pod, everyone should check it out. He's like, if you're Mark Davis, how do you not hand the keys over to Brady? Well, Pelissero says that is happening. And it's the ultimate attempt that I've seen in my 22 years at NFL Network and 10 plus years in this chair of trying to take the fruit of the Patriot vine and saying, let's do it here. And if he actually has reached out to Bill and say, do you got a cocktail napkin there in Chapel Hill you want to write I resign as the HC of the UNC on? Now that would be Mind-blowing wild.
I'd be stunned.
How do we think that this is going to turn out?
Great question.
Oh. Brady running the Raiders?
Because, like, we've seen, especially in the NBA, instances where the greatest players of all time have tried to come and run franchises. They've had some, like Larry Bird, he had success with the Pacers. Jordan has had Isaiah Thomas.
Hold on a minute. Isaiah is a different story, too.
Well, ain't different. I'm saying there's all-time greats have come and tried to run franchises. Sometimes it works.
I don't know how many times it has worked, to be honest with you. But, Elway? Elway?
That worked for a while.
Good one.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, but.
I'm not saying it won't. I'm just asking.
And obviously, we don't know the answer. But it will be informed by whatever the Brady way is. We know the Patriot way. What aspects of the Patriot way will Tom pull, and what is the Brady way? Because I don't think the Brady way is like, maybe the Brady way is, I know what Kraft did, and I know Bill, and if I can get the actual Bill, let's try it.
Right.
Well, I think most importantly, guys, the thing that they did that he's going to have to do is Tom Brady's going to have to find Tom Brady.
Yeah.
To make this successful, right?
That's the Brady way.
All he has to do is look in the mirror.
He's got to find a Tom Brady.
He's generationally
talented.
He's done.
He's crazy.
And I just got to wonder if he'll be done at Fox. I'll be straight up, man.
He can't do both.
That is a tough line to straddle.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel. I think he's doing a great job. I love listening to Tom Brady break down the best quarterbacks in real time is a treat.
And we've watched them improve week after week after week doing this job
as
well.
A treat. All right, it's a Friday. Let's get to it. It's a What's More Likely Friday, and it's a super wild card edition of the What's More Likely. Hit it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Super. Wild card weekend edition. What do you have over there, Christopher?
And it's supersized. We got nine topics. What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Guys, who's the more likely one seed to not make the Super Bowl? Chiefs or Lions?
An unfair question.
Why?
Why is it unfair? I think both are making it. I've said both are making it since the Tuesday after Labor Day. Look, knows that.
When you gave him free reign to do this, you knew this was going to happen at some point.
More likely to not make it.
All right, Chiefs. I'll go with the Lions because the Chiefs know how to win games at the very end. Even though the Lions have shown
that. Lions fans?
No, stop it.
You hear that, Lions
fans? I'll just go with the Lions because they're the Chiefs are healthier.
Rich Eisen doesn't believe in the Lions.
Bold headline.
And I know that was his intent to get me to try and choose between the two children,
right?
That I have been cultivating and loving up for 20 weeks.
Right now, Jeff in Detroit's like
20
Papa,
weeks.
Papa.
No, I mean, one's got Mahomes, one's healthier, one's won two in a row, one knows how to go and win a Super Bowl. The other ones haven't done it yet.
Rich Eisen does not believe in Lions.
Okay.
They're going to talk bad about you in the barbershop today, Rich.
They're both making the Super Bowl, Chris.
We're going to have a great day today.
What else?
Who's the more likely rookie quarterback to go further in the playoffs, Jaden Daniels or Bo?
Jaden Daniels. I have not been. It's so funny how I've gone from the first guy in, I believe, national media to be in the Bo Nix fan club, but be torched by people and a lot of Broncos fans in week one when I'm like, you know what? There's a lot to like about Bo Nix. Like, have you been watching the same game I've been watching? You don't know football. You suck.
What do you know, Eisen?
To now in the last week, you know, me saying to you that the biggest upset of the weekend would be Bo Nix as a rookie going into Western New York into Buffalo and beating Josh Allen in the Bills, and everyone's like, you don't believe in us. And I'm like, what are you? Cooper's buddy Ryan, okay?
Is that the guy with 15 fantasy teams?
With the 15 fantasy leagues. He's a diehard Broncos fan. Cooper, I come home, you know, on Wednesday, and he's just like, Dad, Ryan texted me that you don't know, you know, what you're talking about. He saw what you said. okay?
Has Ryan been to your house before?
Ryan's been to my house quite a bit.
And he's eating your food?
Ryan's a sweetheart.
But he's talking trash about
you. He's also 13.
Hey, that's when it starts.
Yep, exactly.
I did
my best trash talking at 13.
Jaden Daniels.
All right.
What else?
Jaden Daniels. I like this one. Let's think about and talk this out.
Now I can't win for losing. Stop putting me in these positions.
I love it, Brockman.
That's not going to stop. More likely division to win more playoff games. AFC West, NFC North.
You have been pounding this drum since Overreaction Monday on Monday's show, where you think that the number of playoff wins by the NFC North will be less than the number of playoff teams from the NFC North.
I think so.
Total number, grand total number in the 2024 playoffs of NFC North teams will be greater than NFC North wins, is what you're saying.
I don't know about that.
And so, no, that was your overreaction Monday subject.
Yeah,
matter.
I said under.
So now here you are saying that I'll go more playoff wins from the AFC West. You said the Chiefs are more likely to be the one seed to make the Super Bowl. That's two wins. I think the Chargers win. That's another. And I don't know. I think, you know, how tremendously talented Bo Nix is. I believe they are a one and done team. I might be wrong. I hope for you Broncos fans I am wrong. Mike Hoskins of the Rich Eisen Show coordinating producer fame will need a hug. Mm. I'll go AFC West. Right there, Chris.
Wow. Just doesn't believe in the North, man.
What else, you guys
hearing this?
Rich, you know the North remembers,
in the 3-1-3? Wow, man. How about this one? More likely unit to combine for more yards. Steelers offense or Saquon and Derrick Henry?
The entire Steelers offense.
So everybody.
So let's just say 300 yards of offense for the Steelers. They'll need about 400 to win, I think.
Yes. Do Derrick Henry and Saquon get over 300 yards?
Combined. That's a good one, Chris. I'll say it's the playoffs, and I'll go Steelers offense.
Black and gold. Here we go.
In out of respect for our next guest in our green room right now.
I see what you're doing.
So, again, Saquon and Derrick Henry go for a combined 300 scrimmage yards. They can threaten this, but it's the playoffs too, man.
Playoffs?
I don't know. I know. Figured it was close. I don't know.
No, and the Packers' D is no joke either. So, the Steelers' D is no joke. I'll go Steelers' offense.
All right. How about this one? More likely.
Wow, that's a good one.
More likely upset winner.
You've had clarity over the last 24 hours. You've got nothing to do but stare at the screen and hope for the best.
A lot going on.
All right.
More likely upset winner we should have seen coming. Texans or Packers? We're not talking about either team, by the way.
I think the Packers winning as a 7th seed in Philly would be a far more of a quote unquote upset. I don't care who's favored by Vegas or not.
Texans are a home dog.
So then I would say I'll go with Houston. Houston beating the Chargers at home isn't nearly in the same area code as the Packers strolling into Philadelphia and one and dunning the 2-seeded Eagles. It's not even in the same universe.
A banged up quarterback. Banged
I don't
up
care
receivers.
What Las Vegas says.
All right. I think I'm actually going to pick the Texans.
Tell me I'm wrong. Texans winning at home over the Los Angeles Chargers as the 5-seed would be not even close to the Packers strolling into Philadelphia and one and dunning as the 7-seed for the second straight year, the second-seeded NFC East champion.
Well, if you remember, I picked the Packers to go into that.
I shouldn't have asked you.
All right, a few more.
2 years in a row, right?
A few more. More likely to be the higher total.
Is that what you said?
Higher total. Temperature at kickoff or Bills total points scored?
What's the temperature kickoff supposed to be?
30.
Mike, you're the weather guy. How's the weather out there?
I have no idea. At this stuff. Come on.
Hold on.
Mike, you got to stay ready. So you don't have to get ready, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Mike Hoskins knows what the temperature. I think he could probably just stick his finger up in the air and somehow sense the temperature in Orchard Park, New York from his El Segundo control room.
People still do that. You lick the finger.
I'll go Bills total points.
Ooh.
30 plus for Buffalo.
That's all they've been doing.
Denver, good defense.
Oh my God. I'm never going to be able to return to Denver.
Detroit or Denver.
Wow.
Yeah, Detroit.
You can't go to any of the D spots.
That's right.
Yeah. Even with a Mumford jacket.
You're not welcome in Dallas either, I don't think.
After. Guys, are we more likely to have more questions or answers about Sam Darnold as a future franchise quarterback next week?
Well, I mean, if you've got questions about him, you've got your answer. What are you talking about?
Does he play well and they do I have to spell this out? Does he play well and they win? Or does he suck again and we're just like, nobody should pay him?
That just can't fit on a topic bar.
Right.
It's very weird.
I've seen ghosts.
Man, it's playoff time. I have to actually get off fences,
come
right?
Come on. We've already talked to Harrison Smith. It's all good.
Just we're going to have both. Too bad. Screw you. We're going to have both.
We're waiting.
Thank you, Judge Smells.
We've been playing this game for how long?
Spalding.
Two years. Too bad. We're still going to have both. It's not going to be clear cut. Oh, yeah, he's the guy.
If he lights up the Rams, yeah, he just made himself a lot of money.
Yeah, and then he goes into Detroit and he scores 9 points again, and it'll be just like the last 5 days. Is he really the guy? Like, what world are you trafficking? You know what the world is.
A hot take world. That's where he lives.
You got one more?
Oh, yeah. More likely, Mike Vrabel, the next head coach of the Patriots?
Yes.
Raiders.
Patriots. I think the fact that Aaron Glenn told the Patriots thanks but no thanks means he knows. So, and the Patriots, the Raiders haven't even put him on their list of interviews yet, which means I think Tom knows he's off the board.
Ooh, he talked to Tom. He was like, look, I'm going to New England.
Maybe so.
Interesting. All right.
Is that it?
I did have one more, but you're rushing.
Well, I got Joe Manganiello in the green room.
You're rushing.
Go ahead.
More likely to win the Natty, Notre Dame, or tonight's winner.
Oh, man. We're out of time. I'll be straight up. If Texas wins tonight, I don't think you could say that means they beat Notre Dame. If Ohio State wins tonight, I would go in that direction.
Okay. There you go.
And then their coach goes into the direction of Illinois.
Nah. But what you think Ryan Day or Marcus Freeman goes to Chicago?
Well, now
I would take Marcus Freeman if I were you, because he's really good. And I think Ryan Day deserves another year at Ohio State.
Is the next Bears head coach?
Wait a second. There you go, Chris.
Coaching tonight.
Yeah.
Is the Bears next head coach coaching tonight? No, he is not.
Okay.
Good stuff. Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-liter dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, no matter what you're craving. Turnovers, pancake blocks, scrambles.
Jerry's eating rice.
From 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is going to be dropping new deals each week all season long. Uber Eats, the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now for game day. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Joe Manganiello is here. Here's a what's more likely. Bubbles, the dog, is with him or not?
Bubbles hates me.
We need one more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah. Checking first is smart, so check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. In the NFL, as we all know, there is no margin for error. One single mistake can change the outcome of a game or even, a career. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Putting it all together, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL
is Sleep Number, whose mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And you can have it too. I know all about it. I've been around Sleep Number since 2015. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. We can set the mattress firmness on each side of the bed to the way that we want and get a great night's sleep. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose, again, your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the lowest price of the season on the top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Limited time. Shop a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. One of our favorites is here, and I'm not just saying that because he's sitting here wearing a stepbrother shirt with George Pickens and Russell Wilson on it.
Well, and he's a lot bigger than us.
They better be best friends on Saturday. That's all I got to say.
The host of Deal or No Deal Island Season 2, two-hour premiere this past Tuesday, January 7th, and it airs Tuesday on NBC, and you could see it on Peacock right here on the Roku channel. Our friend Joe Manganiello is
here. What's up, Joe?
Good to see you. Yes. All right, let's take a look at you and your work doing excellent excellent hosting on Deal or No Deal Island. Check
Thank
it
you.
Out. Well, you can buy a lot of cake with $1.25 million.
Sure could. Well, yeah, you can buy a lot of cake with the largest prize in television history, which we give away this season. We break the all-time television record. So we're giving that secret away.
Yeah, okay.
That you will see, like, in the history of television game shows.
But you are not revealing the amount right now, is what you're saying.
No.
You have to watch Deal or No Deal.
You have to watch to see how much that you can do the math and figure out what it's what is greater than
the record. I know it's Do we know who set the record?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you can get into like Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. You can get into. I mean, there's been some interesting
big
time
stuff for no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Deal or No Deal Island is on NBC Tuesdays at 9 Eastern Time. The 2-hour premiere of season 2 of Deal or No Deal Island this past Tuesday, January 7th. You can watch it on Peacock, which is available right here on the Roku portal. Our dear friend, my dear friend, Joe Manganiello, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now one big happy family on the radio network that just rejoined us for the radio network. Joe Manganiello hasn't aged a day, with the exception of the salt and pepper in his beard. And you're wearing a fantastic T-shirt of a stepbrother's meme of George Pickens with his hands on the shoulder of Russell Wilson, sir. You're hoping that this is the case on Saturday night, by the way.
Totally. I'm hoping that they meet up at the Catalina wine mixer and it's just sweet, sweet music from there. I'm hoping. We're all hoping.
Well, right now, you need them to treat the Ravens like somebody touched their drum set.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And it has been, I don't know, what the hell's happened in the last month? I mean, what's going through your brain right now, Joseph?
Oh, man, listen, what's going through my brain is we have a game on Saturday.
You do.
Okay? Listen, and we need to win that game. We need to play spoiler. It's any of the third games of the year against division rivals. I know that there's a bit of difference between the score between when you're playing a team at home or you're playing on the road. Like, I get it that that's a big deal. And
yes.
Lord knows we wanted to play the home game. But when two teams know each other really well, certainly the first meeting between the Steelers and the Ravens was at their place, and we handled them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know that Lamar is a perennial MVP, possibility, but he always has off games against the Steelers. This last home game that he played, that was like the first time he's played good against us in years. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the defense is on. The All-Pros just went out this year, and I want to say congratulations to Cam Hayward, my
he's
guy.
He's unbelievable.
He's
dude.
Having an unbelievable season at 35. I went back to the second Browns game, the Browns revenge game, and waved the towel before kickoff.
Nice.
And Cam gave me his game-worn jersey
from
that game. Yeah, yeah. I traded him some one-piece memorabilia. And he gave me his signed jersey. So
That's a nice memorabilia swap.
So I don't know. Anything can happen. Obviously, we I don't know if limping into the playoffs is the right term.
I just don't know. I mean, again,
to start 4-2 and then Tomlin to do the Tomlin thing, which is like, this is why I get paid the big bucks, and we're going to go to Russ, mm-hmm. who turns a 4-2 team into a 10-3 team.
Yeah.
And then here's the two things that happen. Pickens goes out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't just go out. He goes out at the outset of a 3-game stretch in 11 days.
Yeah.
Where it's a Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday. And, you know, we're all creatures of habit in the NFL. Mm-hmm. There aren't Sunday, Saturday, Wednesday stretches. And that Sunday is Eagles, the Saturday is Ravens, and the Wednesday is Chiefs.
Sure.
And that's tough, but those are the teams you're going to have to beat to get to your promised land. Absolutely. That you're looking to see.
And there were several other teams that had to go through that type of gauntlet in terms of timing of games, but nobody else had to play that run of teams. That you want to have a week at least to prepare for each one.
Correct.
Especially with your top wide receiver your outside guy.
Chiefs had Browns, you had Eagles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And that Ravens had Giants, you had Eagles. You
and
know?
Eagles, like, so, we traditionally... That's a tough matchup for us. That's a slugfest. The Eagles are built the way that we are, the way the Ravens are. Right. And those games just take a lot out of you. So, you know, there was that game against the first game against the Bengals where we went into a shootout. So we thought, okay, if we can get into a shootout against Kansas City, we'll be okay. But I just think they were just exhausted and beat up by then.
I think so. So, again, it is amazing how redemptive, obviously, the NFL can be. Where you are, and we're talking limping, the third team in the history of the NFL to go into the playoffs in a 4-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. But all you got to do is just turn it around and you win a game against the Ravens. And now, you know.
We go back to the Chiefs.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But so, you're going to have to face them at some point,
of course.
Right?
I mean, no, of course. Of course. I mean, hopefully we can play spoiler. Hopefully we can play spoiler to the Ravens.
Where'd you get this shirt?
This is a gift. So my girlfriend is from Uniontown.
Mm-hmm.
TJ, she says hi.
Tell her I said what up.
Yeah, my girlfriend Caitlin, who's also from Pittsburgh, she was surfing around on the internet and found this on Shopify. Yeah, this is a total bootleg, but you find these great.
It's amazing.
It's sometimes in Pittsburgh in the Strip District, I found her a. There's a rainbow sherbet colored hoodie with George Pickens on it. Like, you could just find like the greatest shirts sometimes. There's really, and sometimes like those bootlegs. Sometimes like bootleg Gucci is better than real Gucci. It's kind of like Pittsburgh memorabilia that way too. Sometimes the bootlegs are, you know. And this is certainly one of them. This stepbrother. This is one of my Christmas gifts.
Yeah, by the way, it's fantastic. The picture of Pickens is amazing.
Incredible.
Just kind of get him like.
Get his head in the game.
Yeah, right. It seems like his. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what's going on.
He's so incredibly talented, and he could flip this entire. No Zay Flowers, right?
Mm-hmm,
so that is significant loss for Baltimore.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to find the silver lining.
Listen, I know we're dancing around. We're walking on eggshells here.
It feels, again, it went from this could be it. Russ is having a renaissance to here we go again. You know, like that it's 10-7, the same record that is pissing off so much of the fan base in Pittsburgh because, you know, Tomlin, it's not like he wakes up every day saying, how do I check the box of continuing my winning season streak going? That's not his reason for being.
No, but it's the same procedural series every season, I think is what you're saying. You know, we tune in every season and we get middle of the road draft, you know, and you have this kind of middle, and I was talking to Ben Roethlisberger when I was back home in Pittsburgh, and I said, look,
he's not name dropping. This is Joe Manganiello.
We're on a sports show. Okay.
Cam Hayward is swapping gear with him.
So James Harrison and I were hanging out. Which actually has happened.
It's true.
But, that's right. But I love Debo.
He just sat in that chair a few weeks ago.
He was here.
He's the best.
You know, he can steer a hole.
He sure can. He was, I saw him once. Bud Dupree was sitting on the end of the bench, and I was at a game, and I looked down the sidelines, and I just happened to see this interaction. And James came off of the field and pointed at Bud and went, like your dad, like you're sitting in your dad's chair in the living room. He just went, and Bud just got up and bounced up and got up. When you're doing that to a 6'5", 272-pound monster, and they listen and jump up, like, you know, the seat's hot, it's like, you're a bad man. I mean, by the way, how can you not have the baddest man in the NFL for a stretch?
Yes.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
Who, James Harrison, you're talking about.
He was the Mike Tyson of the NFL for a stretch. How do you not have the baddest dude?
And you know, obviously got a Super Bowl ring. And
greatest play in Super Bowl history. If it would have ended the game, there'd be no question. But it ended a half.
Can you imagine if that ended the second half?
Imagine if that ended a game. There'd be no question. There'd be no question.
By the way, did you guys see the Chris Boswell interview? I saw it on X and then I lost it, so I didn't get to finish it. But he said when he was a rookie, Harrison came up to him. He was about to go kick a field goal. And Harrison told him, if you miss this kick, you're washing my back in the shower.
That's what he said?
According to Chris Boswell.
Please tell me he split the uprights.
Bro, like I said, it was on X. Wow. And and you know how
it works. When I mean that, I mean he made the field goal.
Not a euphemism. Listen, he hasn't missed a 50-yarder since.
I was just kidding.
Okay? He's like the most active. He's the greatest kicker in Steelers history for a reason.
You know what I mean? Just so everyone's clear what I meant when I said what I said.
No, but James was at that Browns game sitting next to Ben going, pass, run. Like, he was calling out all of the Browns plays. And we're like, we need to install a phone on the sidelines. It's like, you know, Cam, James would like to speak to you. You know, like he was just calling out everything. But Ben and I were talking, and I was like, look, you know, I know a lot is made of the winning record thing in Pittsburgh, but if you don't have a losing season, you don't get Ben Roethlisberger, you don't get your franchise quarterback. If you don't have a losing season, you don't get Troy Polamalu, those guys that were the foundational blocks for a Super Bowl run. So, you know, and Ben was like, you think the people of Pittsburgh are going to be okay with that? I'm like, I think the people of Pittsburgh are savvy enough to know that, you know, if that were to happen, you know, we're okay because we're going to pick up that guy of the future. With that said, we need to go out there and beat Baltimore on Saturday. That's it.
I think so, because other than that, if they lose the last five games of the season and get one and done by the Ravens, losing to the Ravens in Baltimore, what would that be? Twice in the last three games, that would be there'd be a lot of recriminations and fingers pointed and things of that nature.
Everybody was saying in the middle of the season when we were 10-3 that this is a Super Bowl contending team. I mean, obviously, we went through that gauntlet where opinions changed, but at that moment,
no doubt,
everybody, and I said it, and I got excited, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where that was. I guess, you know.
Two-game lead.
Yeah, at Cincinnati, and then home for Cleveland. They played Cleveland and Cincinnati in a three-game stretch after beating Baltimore at home in Week 11, mm-hmm. And then beating Washington in Washington, coming off the bye,
right.
And I was saying with the way that Russ was throwing 300-yard games,
400-yard game,
400 game. I'm like, this team can win the Super Bowl, and then again, Pickens gets hurt just on the outset of that crazy ass three-game and 11-day stretch against three of the Super Bowl contending teams, and you lost all three of them, gives you that feeling, that sinking feeling, and then of course what happened against Cincinnati. At any rate, deal or no deal island, how much fun are you having doing this?
It's a blast. It's so much fun.
So walk me through your day or your process or what it's like, where what the producers are walking you through, what you need to do here, like what is it like
for you? Yeah, I you know, wake up on the banker's secret island, and I go down to where breakfast is. You know, there's a very nice hotel on this island
that you're in,
that I'm on. Yes, that I'm on.
The contestants.
Well, the contestants stay in there. Well, the contestants stay in nice air conditioned geodomes this year.
Oh, okay. Oh,
really nice bug curtain. They have nice air conditioned vaulted ceilings, branded robes and towels.
The banker's not somebody who can't. You know,
we want to plump them up before the kill. You know what I mean? Like we want them to be in good spirits before we pop the bubble. You know, so. So I stay in this very nice, like, kind of Polynesian-inspired resort on the island, tropical. It's like 100 degrees out, 100% humidity. I take Bubbles for a walk.
Bubbles the Chihuahua.
Bubbles
in our green room right now?
She's in the green room, yes. Okay. She's watching from the green room.
Understood. Is that, you didn't bring her up because she took a swipe at me the last time?
For legal purposes, she has a Hannibal Lecter muzzle on in the green room.
Nice.
So I take her for a walk, and then I go down to the breakfast area, and I meet with the other producers, and we all sit, and I meet with the story team, and they tell me what happened overnight. You know, who's hooking up, who's beefing, you know, who wants who out, what happened, this and that, all the gossip. I get all the tea.
It's like your daily information brief, like you're the president of the Bankers Island here.
Yes, I sit down and it's like, okay, let me have it, you know, and then we go into it.
Yes.
And then from there, depending, I had a bunch of weights shipped out on a flown in to the island.
Of course.
So I have a little gym. You have to walk past these monkeys that are in trees that sometimes flung poo at one of the benches, during season one. And they're up there making noise. So you go in, you work out, come out, go grab a shower.
Flinging monkeys on Deal or No Deal Island, everybody.
Yeah. And then I ride. So we built a road into the jungle into Pablo Escobar's former... it was a cocaine cleaning station before smuggling into the States.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a cocaine cleaning station. So can I say that on air? I don't know.
It gives a whole new meaning to open the case.
Yeah, you're gonna look at all those promo shots of me on the billboards with the briefcase and you're gonna think about it in a different way. Just like splitting the uprights. Yeah, exactly. You're gonna think about splitting the uprights differently after this too. So this is educational today.
Okay.
Yeah. So we drive on this, you know, kind of jump, get in a Jeep, drive over this jumpy dirt road through the jungle that the production has created. And you pass all these guard gates to get into, you know, the enclosure, you know, where we have all of our challenges. We have like a giant crew. It's a huge production.
Yeah.
There's 16 cameras running at once. Ooh. So I'll meet with the director. I'll kind of check out where the cameras are, what's going on. I've been briefed on the challenges. I've kind of watched all the run-throughs prior. So we go through, you know, the big excursion for the day. And then I, again, meet with story team afterwards because now we know who's going to be up for elimination. Who's that? Like, we're working the permutations, the probabilities as we prepare for the Jungle Temple that night when I'm going to run this game of Deal or No Deal Island for basically the loser. Whoever gets chosen by the winner to be put up against the banker in a game of Deal or No Deal for elimination purposes and also to add money to this final case, I then run that game and then we know who gets eliminated.
Fantastic.
So that's like a typical
dude,
day.
In the jungle. That's a full day.
It's pretty
from
great.
Working out to getting the information of who's hooking up with who and you're dodging poop.
Dodging poop, monkeys, snakes, scorpions, giant jungle spiders. There's all sorts of madness on the island.
And your Netflix show is taking you to South Africa, you were saying.
That's right. I was added to the cast of One Piece, which is Netflix's biggest international show.
Fantastic.
Based on the Japanese manga and anime series of the same name. And I play a very notorious character in there. Lore. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just got back from South Africa and
I hope did I just reveal something?
No. Okay, No.
Just want to make sure you didn't just reveal anything because that's out there, man.
But would it help if I said it was an exclusive?
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. All good.
and Rich, just to clarify, it was Boswell's first practice with the Steelers after he was the fourth kicker that the Steelers had in 2 months. And his first practice, he was getting ready to take a practice step, and Debo was just standing there and told him, "I dare you to miss this kick. You miss this kick. You're watching my back." And then Boswell goes on to say, during team meetings, Harrison would just stare at him, the entire meeting.
I can't imagine.
It's creative in like an evil way. Like, you're gonna wash my back. Like, out of all the things, like,
it's just like, I don't know. Was he watching Oz at the time? I don't know what the hell that was.
Like, to get inside somebody's head, like, that's
Hey, if it helps him make kicks,
right? I DM'd all you guys this clip on Instagram.
Fantastic.
So check your DMs.
Joe Manganiello, the host of Deal or No Deal Island, 2-hour premiere just hit on Tuesday.
Yep.
Season 2 premiere. It airs Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC, and then you can check it out on Peacock, which is available here on Roku. Love seeing your brother.
Love seeing
you. Great seeing you, too.
Yeah.
You bet. And at Joe Manganiello, obviously, on Instagram. And good luck to your Steelers on Saturday night.
Thank you, Rich.
You bet.
That's
Joe Manganiello right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Here's an update with Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon. Sometimes the most painful part of getting sick is the getting better part. Waiting on hold for an appointment, sitting in crowded waiting rooms, standing in line at the pharmacy, that's painful. Amazon One Medical and Amazon Pharmacy remove those painful parts of getting better with things like 24/7 virtual visits and prescriptions delivered to your door. Thanks to Amazon Pharmacy and Amazon One Medical, healthcare just got less painful.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back on the Give Them Lala podcast.
No, I have a very short fuse.
Get to know the TV personality.
I don't need to watch the show because I get the real life version.
From relationships and motherhood.
Let me tell you something about breastfeeding.
To business and beyond.
You are scared of failure, so it prevents you
from trying.
This is where we implement a big set of ovaries. And then we obsess.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
All right, I got a little bit of the butterflies right now, I'm not going to lie, because you, Billy Bob Thornton, were the inspiration of the Rich Eisen show open at the Super Bowl in Houston, where I channeled my inner Billy Bob Thornton as your character in Friday Night Lights.
Nice.
And I'd like to play you the open right now and get your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, let's check it out. Now, most of you have been doing this for years, so it's real simple. We've got 1 week and that's it. Y'all know me for a while. And while you've heard me talk about being perfect, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about our ratings. Not about how often Del Tufo drops out my mic audio. It's about you and your relationships to your family, friends, and coworkers. Being perfect is about being able to look to the guy next to you in the eye and know you didn't let them down because you're spitting the truth. And that truth is, you did everything you could to make this show bring. Look each other in the eyes. Put each other in your scripts forever. Because forever is about to happen this week in Houston. Boys, my heart is full. My host chair is full. Now let's go out there and broadcast. Yeah!
You know what? That was thoroughly entertaining. Thoroughly entertaining.
Yeah?
And I'm really shocked at how much we look alike. I didn't realize that.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, obviously I needed a little bit of help, but...
It's not bad. I think you did a really good job. I mean, honestly, the only thing, if you want to pursue this as a career, is you still had a little bit of the... sportscaster voice. You know, in other words, it wasn't as human. It was more the, have you ever heard Hank Azaria or Harry Shearer do the baseball guy?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he did this thing for me one time, and I can't do it very well, but the first time I ever heard Hank do this, and it was a long time ago, and he said, you know, Tom Niedenfuhr is allergic to shellfish. And he's talking about how baseball announcers, it's like an aside, you know, the game. Yeah. And everything's about the story. He said, so a few of the guys took him out to dinner the other night, and they buried some shrimp up under his pasta, and that's in there for strike two. And you know what I mean?
It's like I needed a toupee to look just like Billy Bob Thornton. That's bowl two outside.
Right, exactly.
So, but I've got something.
I think you got something going. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was
little
funny.
Did he know at the time, I was prepping him for Jerry Jones. 7 years later,
right?
6 years later.
One I just, of my favorites, the squirrel.
Watching that back of Billy Bob Thornton watching me do him for a show open made me nervous now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I can't believe we did that.
Well, and then he just kind of was like, I liked it. He was kind of into it.
Thank God.
It was fun. That was a fun day. Oh. We shot that at Torrance. Were we at Torrance High School?
Oh, yeah. Somewhere
right
south of
here. Yeah.
In a real high school locker room.
Yeah.
Yep. With the players. Those kids were really on the football team.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome.
Oh, my silliness over the last 10 plus years. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So much fun with Joe Manganiello. I've got a top five list.
Oh.
Normally, I do the top five games I'm most intrigued to see. Okay. There's only six of them. And, you know.
What is number one, though?
Okay, very good. How dare you? I'm not going to choose between
super
wild card weekend games. Mm. So top five most impactful rookies for super wild card weekend. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go, everybody. Number five on the list is two guys. Well, one guy you might not see because he erases half the field, so the other guy's just running around for the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Oh, yeah.
That's number five on the list. You know, beasts. I couldn't choose between one. You might not see a lot of Quinyon Mitchell because he's just erasing whoever, you may be Jaden Reed, I don't know. But you'll see a lot of Cooper DeJean for the Philadelphia Eagles. That is for sure. Number four on the list, you could just pop it right up there if you don't mind, Mr. Hoskins. It's Bucky Irving.
Ooh, I like that one.
Bucky Irving has totally reimagined the running game, with all due respect to Rashad White. Rashad White has had some terrific games. But this rookie from Oregon has been a revelation. And if the Bucks get past the Washington Commanders, I think you're going to see him have a night on Sunday Night Football. He might be the leader in the clubhouse going into the game of the, here's a guy. Bucky Irving.
Yeah, let me tell you about Bucky Irving.
Bucky Irving may be the here's a guy leader in the clubhouse right now. All right. That's funny. Number three. Hit it, Mike. Hit it. Ladidi.
Ladidi. Metcalf-Kane.
How is he not? I mean, is he here? If he's there, if they beat the Texans, he's going to be there. This kid has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Ladidi Mekongke is number three in the most impactful rookies of Super Wild Card Weekend. And then because it's a quarterback-driven league, the top two are quarterbacks. Because I think it is going to be the toughest assignment of the weekend.
Wow.
I'm putting Bo Nix at two.
The doubt continues for Denver.
The offensive rookie of the year is Jaden Daniels, and he's clearly number one and thus the most impactful rookie of Super Wild Card Weekend. And go ahead.
Do you think we need one more? Oh. All right, we'll get one more.
And actually, go
ahead.
Do
you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Two more. If I'm going to say it's Quinyon Mitchell and it's going to be Cooper DeJean is number five, then the one more are the combination of Florida State rookies rushing the passer. And if the Rams get past Vikings, it'll be because Jared Verse and Braden Fisk make Sam Darnold's night difficult enough that the offense will save the day as well for the Los Angeles Rams. And those are my most impactful rookies of Wild Card Weekend. Well, before we go out the door, I just want to tell you about Ethos Insurance. Life insurance, get it in advance because you never know what's going to happen at any time. And you choose your coverage, you apply in minutes, you get covered in real time, no medical exam. You answer a few simple health questions and you're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos approving right now over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection, all online and hassle-free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. We'll chat on the radio on Monday, everybody. Back on the Roku channel in a sec.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business, and now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.